Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
My backyard bird feeders are a busy place this time of year. I enjoy keeping track of who visits, especially as a relative newcomer to the Utah bird scene. Last winter, however, I was baffled by the identity of what turned out to be a fairly ordinary bird. Dark-eyed juncos are a common sight throughout the United States, but as it turns out, they exhibit an incredible geographic variation in plumage colors. There is a slate-colored race, which I was used to seeing in the Midwest, uniformly gray above, with a white underbody. During Utah winters, the Oregon race is common, with its black hood, brown back, and peachy sides. Another gray-headed race sports varying shades of gray with a distinct reddish-brown patch on its back. Depending on who you ask, there are up to 15 different races, also called subspecies, of dark-eyed junco, all quite visually distinct, but all considered to be the same species. It wasn't always this way, however. In the late 1950s, what we now call the dark-eyed junco was recognized as four different species, and in the 1890s, there were six. These changes beg the question, at what point does speciation occur? And the answer lies in the ability of these birds to interbreed. One scientific definition of a species is those organisms or population of organisms that are potentially capable of interbreeding. Unique plumage patterns have evolved in a number of geographic locations across the junco's range. However, all of the dark-eyed junco variants could potentially interbreed if they happened to meet. Indeed, in places where these geographic territories overlap, interbreeding does take place, resulting in blends of the usually distinct color patterns. Juncos aren't the only bird species with recognized color variants. Any raptor enthusiast will be familiar with variations in plumage colors that many birds of prey exhibit, such as merlins and red-tailed hawks. What makes dark-eyed juncos unique is that they are being studied as a possible case of speciation in progress. It turns out that there is more than just a difference in color among dark-eyed juncos. Some subspecies also exhibit variation in song pattern, social behavior, body size, and migration patterns, any of which may eventually cause these groups to stop interbreeding and allow a new species to emerge. To see pictures of dark-eyed junco subspecies, visit our website at www.wildaboututah.org. Thank you to the Rocky Mountain Power Foundation for supporting the research and development of this Wild About Utah topic. For the Stokes Nature Center and Wild About Utah, this is Andrea Liberator.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.